Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, our guest is Frank Douglas, and actually, we're pre-recording this at Crossville's headquarters in Crossville, Tennessee. Frank is the Vice President of Business Development at Crossville. Frank, how you doing?
Fine, Kemp. Welcome to Crossville.
Well, thanks for showing me around. Actually, I wanted to tell you that we wanted to come up here because there's so much that's changed since the last time we were up here. You've actually done some major expansions. We did cover the arrival in Nashville of the Italian press that you had barged in from over in Italy. And why don't you tell us, that is up and operational, right?
Yeah, we brought that over earlier this year, and we installed it and fired it up for the first time about June 1st. As you know, it's the largest press in the world. It's a 7,500-ton press, and it greatly enhances our capabilities, our production capabilities.
And let's go into a little bit more detail about that. I mean, you're actually going to be able to do larger format tiles with it, right?
Yeah, our standard run will be 60-centimeter or 24-by-24 tiles. We can do up to a 24-by-36 tile, and we can make three tiles at a time. So it just greatly enhances how much tile we can produce at one time.
Well, seeing the press on the floor, it's a massive how big the press is. Let me ask you also, I mean, in addition to adding this press, you've actually added another kiln too, right?
Yes, we've purchased another kiln. We haven't fired it up yet, but we had an opportunity to purchase a kiln, and indeed we picked it up, and it's in storage for the next year or so until we're ready to go online with it.
Well, we noticed that, and we also saw where you're expanding your lab, and I mean, this looks like you're knocking out the walls in three different directions as you plan here. We also got a chance, and one of the reasons we wanted to come up here, to see your new crusher, which enables you to take tile back from job sites, I'm actually post-consumer tile, and crush it up and put it back in to your processing and put it back into new products, right?
Yes, Kemp. We very much followed the carpet industry's lead on that, and you'll be able to take up your tile floor if you're replacing it with Crossville, bring it back to Crossville, and we'll crush it and work it back into our production cycle.
And you've actually worked a whole program. It's called the Crossville Take Back Program. Give us a couple of details about that.
We'll take back, again, virtually anybody's tile. It only works with tile. We can't take back stone or glass, and crush it and work it back into our production cycle. All of the details about the Tile Take Back Program are available on the Crossville website.
What is that website?
www.crossvilleinc.com.
All right. Well, let me ask you, since I haven't seen you in a little while, and everybody knows kind of the economic situation we're in right now, you know, with the, I think probably 70% better of your business comes from the commercial side of the business. So what are you seeing out there? How's business doing?
Well, clearly things are off. We're affected just like everybody else is, but we have had a couple of really just great years, and we're trying to take in this lull in business to get organized for the future. We're very optimistic looking down the road. We've expanded our production capabilities quite a bit, and we're getting ready for the next onslaught. So we're very optimistic.
So you've been fortunate in that you've launched some recent products that have actually, insulated you a little bit from some of the downturn that maybe some of the others have seen. Like your new Ultimetal line is now available and shipping. And you also, this year, you launched your stone program. And so, I mean, you're kind of feeding the pipeline with that. And that's also helping to make your business do perhaps better than some of the others are in the business, right?
Yeah, we think we may have dodged a few bullets because we've launched a natural stone program that we don't think has cannibalized any existing business. So it's sort of all new revenue for us. At the same time, at Neocon, we launched the product you reference, Ultimetal, and we were fortunate enough to win the gold award for hard surface during Neocon. And it's just had a great reaction to it, and we've garnered some really nice specifications from it. So we see a few bright spots out there.
And looking forward, we're, in August, and looking forward, you've got the Chersai show coming up. I'm sure you're going to go to that. And then we've got, I guess, the Hospitality Design Show in Miami. Will you be at that show?
Yes, we will.
And then Greenbuild after that. So busy time yet to come. There's still a lot for you guys to talk about, especially with this new take-back program.
Yeah, we're getting a really nice response to that. We're the first ones out there. As you know, porcelain tile is so hard and so dense that really the only thing heretofore you could do with it is just to simply haul it to the landfill. And with this technology that we discovered somewhat serendipitously, it enables us to crush it and then put it back into the production cycle. So we're really excited about it.
All right, Frank. Well, it's good to talk to you. It's good to have you on the show. We've been talking to Frank Douglas, who's Vice President of Business Development at Crossville Tile, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.